Warm 101.3. It is Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt, presented by Restoration Wellness. And we're talking about how do you dine out and still keep it healthy? Not just in light of the coronavirus you're talking, doctor, right?
Well, right. And you know what? I think it's just one of those timely considerations, because I think a lot of folks are thinking to themselves, whether you're comfortable going into the restaurant or not, you know, maybe you're doing more to go to just support some of our local, you know, restaurants. Before I kind of go through this list briefly, I guess I'd throw one big giant asterisk over this thing. Let's make sure that, you know, I don't sound too extreme here. Of course, there's a time and a place when we're all just going to say, hey, this is an indulgence. I'm just going to enjoy this meal, this dessert, this whatever. Right. And it is what it is. So make sure that that's thrown out there at the beginning.
Have you ever done that though, Dr. Matt? Do you do that?
Listen, you know, I cannot kiss and tell, okay?
Okay, fine. I'll take the lava cake.
That's right. In fact, give me three.
Yeah.
When you're getting food from a local restaurant, the reality is the cooking oil, the fat that's used in preparation or added to the food is not likely to be a great source of fat. So surprising as it might sound, my first suggestion is actually to cut the fat, to try to avoid fat when you're eating out. So whether that's asking for food to be prepared baked, grilled. The only exception there would be if you can add the fat after the fact. And what I mean there is, you know, something like a salad. A lot of times you can ask for the olive oil and vinegar on the side. That would be a great way to do it. But generally speaking, we want to actually cut the fat from that to-go food or that restaurant food. Second thing, you know, proteins, when you're going again to a restaurant, it's very unlikely you're going to find an organic meat. So my suggestion is try to go more plant-based if you can. Try to look for alternative proteins, whether that's something like eggs or nuts or, you know, something like that. And again, that kind of makes a little more sense in light of a salad, but it's just something that I want to throw out there for you to consider. And finally, probably no surprise, you know, what I would suggest is you try to put that much more of a focus on the vegetable side of things, because, you know, we always know the things we've talked about before, the veggies, the fruits tend to give us more of the vitamin, the mineral, that nutrient side. So when you go out to a restaurant, when you're taking, you know, some food to go, that's a pretty safe option, and it's going to give you the best, you know, the best you can get in that format. Do the best for your body. Keep your body going in that right direction. Keep inflammation low. Keep your immune system strong. So these are just, you know, a few suggestions to try to challenge your thinking and help you look a little differently at that menu the next time that you're placing an order.